Cowichan Valley Soccer Association's U17 team were victorious in late January in the final of the Tim Satterford Cup at Starlight Stadium, overcoming Saanich Fusion U18 in a nail-biting penalty shootout. Cowichan twice came from behind to earn a well-deserved 2-2 draw at the end of the 90 minutes. Strikes from Liam Voke and Jackson Silvery ensured the match would go the distance, whilst Eddie Smith's heroic saves in the shootout sent the boys into raptures and sent the cup back up the Malahat for the first time in 3 years. In the earlier rounds, Cowichan had beaten Saanich U17 and Lake Hill U17, before meeting unbeaten Peninsula U18 in the semifinal. Cowichan ended their run in style, running away 4-1 winners. Early frost in Langford gave way to brilliant sunshine in time for the 10 a.m. kickoff. Saanich gained an early lead from a corner. However, prolonged possession from Cowichan gave the boys confidence, and a brilliant strike from Angus Swanell was parried by the keeper, and Liam Voke was first to meet the rebound and scramble the ball over the line. Saanich continued to pressure with their set pieces, and the Cowichan defense were kept busy by their pacey strikers. Last-ditch tackles from Chad Monroe and Caden Burrows ensured the spoils were even by the break. A rare lapse in defense halfway through the second half gave Saanich the lead for the second time in the game. However, a brilliant through ball from captain Bentley Drayson sent Voke onto goal, only for him to be fouled in the area. Step-up Jackson Silvey, who slotted home the penalty cool as you like. Moses Sylvester Rivera then had a chance to seal the game, only for his strike to go agonizingly wide and set up a grandstand finish. Four confident strikes from Swanell, Leo McCarron, Nico Pere and Silvey, and two brilliant saves from Smith gave Cowichan a 4-3 victory and the first piece of silverware for this newly formed team. It was an exhilarating and proud day for the boys, as they showed an exceptional will to win and remained confident despite going down by a goal twice during regular time, said coach Bruce Monroe. Excellent passing and using the full width of the field allowed our smaller side to compete with the larger and older opposition. The heart, determination and tenacity of our team were its strength. It was wonderful to see each player trust each other on the pitch. We are very, very proud of these young men.